Welcome to the review show, Sandown Cup. Do we call it the Cup anymore? Is it Zipping Classic Day? Because the cups are worth a lot less. Don't like it.
Classic Day. Just Sandown Cup Day. I don't know.
It's worth 150k. They had a four-horse staying race in Sydney worth 125.
It should be known as the Cranbourne Triple Header Day.
Yeah. Oh. It needs a lot more cash, doesn't it? I need more cash. You need more cash.
Everyone needs more cash.
Cash.
Righto, Drew.
Lloyd would have sent more horses.
He likes cash too.
He loves the cash.
He doesn't need cash.
Introduce yourselves. Go Tigsy. For it.
I'm Tigsy on debut, so these boys will hopefully look after me, won't you, Dicko? Yeah. You're not going to set me up, are you? Bullshit.
I'm Nick from Betfair.
He's Dicko from Dicko.
On the Sunday Arvo, this is not really my go. This could be a one-off.
I think it's good.
Well,
I cooked you lunch.
Yeah, lovely lunch. Ken Cool.
Yeah. We've all got the mountain goats. What are you on?
I'm on water. I'm still still got man flu from cup week. It skittled me a little bit.
Yeah, I
didn't manage to flush that out there on the beautiful beaches of Byron Bay.
No, I didn't quite get there. I've had a bit of a drench the last 5 days. I'm trying everything actually.
You get the tube down and everything.
Chinese medicine and fuck. I've found all sorts of stuff. You might like some of it too, Jack.
So let's just get straight into the card and just have a look at a few of the races, and then we'll talk about what happened on the day and go from there.
You're the boss, mate.
Race 1,000 metres, two-year-old, Steal My Kisses has probably jumped about a length in front of them and just never looked like getting headed. Had the momentum. Memphis Rock, solid in second. The eye-catcher for the race for mine was First Dawn. It got blocked at a critical time, only lost by two lengths. And I think with the two-year-olds, you want them just to be rolling and rolling and rolling. I think that's why so many two-year-old front runners win, is because they're not needing luck and they're not having to stop start, and I think that's massive for a two-year-old. And the other horse had similar was Edinburgh, who actually knuckled about three steps into its run, which it's very rare to see someone, you know, a horse actually knuckle that, you know, like that, not the first step out of the gates. And it also drifted out, couldn't find a run, drifted out, couldn't find a run, and finished off well. What do you guys think of them as overall for two-year-olds?
Oh, I totally agree with you, mate. I had the 11 Edinburgh as the one to follow out of it. She'll be better next prep and probably as a three-year-old.
Yeah.
Being a Sebring in it. Nice leggy filly, but
I think they're probably going to try and go Blue Diamond or something like that, I'd imagine.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, see what happens.
I lost on the race, though, but yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a good start for me.
Yeah, I didn't really get involved. I guess they're always the B-graders, this mob, 9 times out of 10.
They weren't last year, though.
Yeah, but more often than not, they're not the two-year-olds that you sort of follow deeper into the bigger races.
You won't be finding them Golden Slipper, that's for sure.
No.
But Magic Millions and Blue Diamond, even, you can.
Yeah, you can pick off some smaller races. But I was a little bit shitty. Like, Mick Price is good with two-year-olds, and it was a good price. He had Oliver on.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the run of McCarthy's thing that was pretty hard in the market. I was pretty alert to it.
Went sideways down the back.
Yeah, it when it gets
so rewarding.
Yeah, when it gets its steering wheel on. But in those two-year-old races, when you see something in the market like that that's so short from a really odd stable, it just you sort of prick up and sort of confuse myself with the race, and I didn't really get involved, but I still could have found the winner, and it didn't pull the trigger.
Jack, anything? Salome was a mover's bet. What do you think? It's poor.
I think it can improve. I didn't like the way it paraded at all. I don't think we had it in the numbers, did we?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't in the numbers, no.
No, it wasn't.
I think there's a huge edge in Victorian racing in taking on Kennywell horses that are real short in the market. He constantly doesn't deliver. Secret Vega was huge. Like, he can train them, but that was 60-1.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fedora was like double figures when it won.
True.
A lot of his horses seem to hemorrhage and disappoint.
I was on it, but it was the first beat.
Yeah. And it was the same as mine. It sort of had no excuse. Mm. Memphis Rock, I thought was professional-ish, kind of. And, yeah, I kind of feel like you feel like fucking Ollie Price. He just, brutalised the horse kind of into the spot. Don't go yet. We'll just ease out the hill. Here you go.
Yeah, it was professional, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it ran in a straight line.
It was more the trainer and jockey combo was professional than the horse.
He's very good at producing these early two-year-olds, Mick Price. I think that last year he didn't have a great run of it, but the years before he had like Extreme Choice and all these, you know, world beaters that were just, he just keeps finding them. So it's good to see him at least bounce back, because I think he's one of the good guys.
What do you mean by that, Drew? No, I'm
joking. No, like I would actually say when the guys got caught at Caulfield, he was the person who came out publicly and said what they've done isn't right, and you know, it makes me feel sick. You know, he actually said stuff like that, and you know, he was
very... Yeah, I do have him as like in the Ellison Zara mold of when I lose on a race and he wins, I kind of go, oh,
yeah,
good on him. He looks like he'd be a good bloke I'd like to have a horse with.
Ah, agree, completely. He'll do the right thing straight for it as well. Yeah. Race 2, Sandown Cup, 3,200 metres. Yogi's got the win over Azuro and Vengamask.
I don't think there's much to talk about either. Let's skip through it.
Just quickly, Dukan lost a plate and pulled up lame, so forgive it.
No, don't forgive it. It's no good.
Oh,
non-winner.
Don't say that word. You kept saying it.
No, I won't say that. No, it's no good. Sack it for life.
What that, Tiggs?
Jack, well, this is a grand final for a lot of these. So,
I reckon no. Actually, I got four runners coming out of the race going to the Jericho at Warner Boards using yesterday as a tune-up.
Yeah, true.
So, no excuse to the Breton Brigade.
Okay.
Best horse won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which do you want to follow with the Jericho?
None of them. But okay. Saying like Olmedo might go there, Cougar Express will go there.
Kelstorm?
Gold Medals will go there, Flage might go there. Which one did you say?
Kelstorm.
Kelstorm might go there.
So that horse needs a heavy track. So if it's heavy...
Yeah, he's not good enough to win it anyway, so...
He PR'd yesterday too.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good race down there actually, so... Just going
to... I think Azuro can be followed next prep. Good horse.
Yeah, he had his chance though yesterday.
He's pretty much won. Like,
yeah,
got beaten by a very good horse.
I think my 100 stopped him. Seriously.
How's like Walshy hates it if people bet what we say late because he's trying to bet it himself.
Yeah, right.
And he's next to me and he rings up. Just have a zero. And I was like, oh. I was thinking, oh, Walshy's not going to be happy with me.
But it wasn't Walshy, it was Fred Watts. Right,
you want to get good odds, I guess, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I bet with Walshy, but he looks after me, so...
No, I'm joking, I'm wide anyway.
Just quickly, I think Yogi needs to be overwhipped to win, and he got it yesterday.
Yep, and it needs blinkers and a good ride, which it got.
Great ride.
And the track, obviously, that was the giveaway. It's won a few times there before. It's just amazing how... We are so patient with the blinkers and that little gear change. That's incredible for him to not pull that out until this race, rather than try and qualify for the cup. That is unbelievable.
I reckon it's a bit of a fuck up.
No, I disagree.
I think the horse would have run well once it got them on. I'm glad that he did what he did because he found the right race to win.
Yeah.
But he would have run real good at Flemington with the blinkers on last week.
I still don't think he would have beaten Prince of Iran.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, it wouldn't be top three, but probably top 10.
You mean in the Lexus or the Queen Elizabeth?
His big run just comes when he puts the blinkers on.
Yeah.
But if you want to go to Melbourne Cup...
Yeah, but if you only get one throw at the stumps, the patience of that. I think that's a great thing.
Did they put the blinkers on in the Bart Cummings to get into the Cup, though?
No.
No, they didn't. Okay, that's unusual. I can't remember.
They're going to have some fun if he can jump, though.
Well,
he's just a big track horse, obviously. Yeah, it just takes some warming up, doesn't he?
Yeah, he might be too lazy to jump.
Yeah, probably just the only way to ride him.
Yeah, he'd come under pressure too soon, I reckon.
Race 3.
1,400 metres, three old fillies, Generals pulled up lame, Sweet Rocket, No Cover pulled up lame. Ziz is the most luckless run of the day, probably. Only been 2.5, and it just didn't get out from the 400 and was going massive at the line. Got to be gold. What do you make of the drift?
I wonder if the stewards have got in touch with Betfair, because this thing was 13s in a 5s. Then 5 to 14 and ran last.
And a horrible last as well.
Sick.
Yeah.
I had a lot of money on it. I think you did as well.
Yeah, no good me.
We're all in here. All in. All four of us. It did cop a check and Mellon got suspended or something.
Sorry, I don't have it on here. But
stinky.
Yeah.
Might be over the top or... I'm not really
sure.
And
they'll say they've gone real quick, but it's sat outside Persuader that's won.
Yeah.
Persuader's won back the fence here.
Yeah, it was only third up, so it's hard to say it's had a long prep or anything like that where it might have had enough, but the big drift.
Had a parade?
Awesome.
Okay.
I thought Gen Rules was awesome in the yard.
And there's nothing in the stewards report, Drew?
No, there was nothing this morning when I looked.
Okay.
No, there is.
Nothing that was conclusive.
I didn't pull up lame or anything?
Not that I could see, I'm not, no. While you're looking, Persuader, it was interesting hearing Pricey on RSN this morning in a good interview. He said that they had the option of buying Persuader or Sunlight from the sales, and they thought Sunlight would go for too much, so they paid $350 for Persuader because it was first off the rank. Sunlight went for $300. But just shows they're pretty good judges of they're very trying good. To angle for those too. Obviously, you run second with the Snowden horse. They just keep producing them. Their ROI is 43% for November, 27% winners to runners, Snowden's. They're not missing often, and they're always in the finish when they send them here now, I think. Compared
they
to
do the get the grouse horses.
Of course, but they couldn't hit anything back in the autumn. Like, they were going horrible when they were sending them down here in the autumn, and now you know, they just keep sending the right ones down. They're going really well.
I'm not finding them.
No, me neither, but they're the best, though. They're the top couple. If you're going to buy a good filly or a colt at the sales, you'd be happy to give it to them, wouldn't you?
I think Sweet Rocket can improve. It was no good in the yard.
Try and get it closer to him.
Sweet Rocket can improve. Wasn't that good in the yard. Tixie was keeping a very close eye on Michelle.
So I have a crush.
Oh, yeah,
I love her, seriously.
We've got the same, the same crush. I don't think it had a horrible map, didn't parade well. Yeah. I reckon it could win some soft races in the next like, sort of month.
Do you think they keep going with
it? Why'd have the time off?
Just trying to space it, I guess. But it has pulled up lame, so maybe it did have a certain issue or something. I don't know. But that being said, it was a good three track, and Michelle doesn't like him on the good threes, so...
Yeah, but Lord Fandango had colic last week. Traded like a moral. Okay. Like, the steward report with their injuries that I don't really pay much attention to.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the race. Most of the horses are back finishing the back half of the field. I can't understand why, and I've just processed it and moved on.
Fair enough. Speaking of really quick race, for 1800 metres, Group 3, he excels, given an easy lead, just run down late painfully for us. Telly over the top late, best horse but out of form, but it just found a way. Kiowa, moral beaten, probably win by 3 lengths if it gets a run, to be brutally honest. It was just flying. That's all I can say about the race. What about you guys?
Yeah, I thought he was stiff, obviously. Kawaya, they only jogged, it was a bit of a trial, so it was a, I don't know who was on the the leader, but he set it up to win.
Dwayne,
yeah, he's a good rider in front, but it was good. But I thought the run was Kawaya, and I think your honor, Dicko, was a tradesman, and he sort of, they only just sprinted up the last 3 furlongs, and he sort of, you know, I think going forward, he's the one, maybe when
he got bumped a little bit as well.
Yeah, where he needed a bit more speed, where he could build into it, but he'd be the one for me to follow, and Kawaya. Will Kawaya maybe go to Perth? Would it be a rough chance in like maybe a Kingston town or something?
I don't think it was on the list to go.
Yeah, okay. It's just like what Scoot was just saying. It's like, Weir just doesn't care. He's in no rush with his good horses.
Mm.
Yeah.
We'll target good races. And until then, we'll just tick it over.
Yeah.
I think Tradesman's got a lot of upside. I'm pretty excited to follow this prep.
Yeah, what are they thinking here? Like Ballarat Cup, or is it going to come too soon, maybe?
I don't know.
It's the one I really like. I went looking for it for that race, and just didn't look ready for mine. But yeah, it definitely appeals. He set it up for something, but I just don't know what.
Mm.
There's a bit of discussion also this morning about Bring Me Roses, saying that maybe the Regimate stuff is kind of affecting some of these fillies and mares.
It's a non-winner.
Oh, but it's done absolutely nothing.
It went too slow. I don't think it's going to be a good form race, barring the ones we've mentioned. Yeah. It was 3 lengths from first to last. It was a trial. I'd be, being wary of it.
It's like Price's good horse, Oregon's Day.
Yeah,
lots of ability, but needs like the race set up perfectly for it to win.
Yeah.
And then often when it's set up perfectly, it's because there's a really good horse in the race going quick. It runs a good second or third, and then we all go, fuck, big run.
Yeah.
Where we go next? Yeah. We do our ass.
Yeah, it needs a perfect storm. It's the sort of horse that'll just absolutely put one through you.
Yeah, it could win a good race.
Yeah, it'll knock you out of a quarter at like 50 to 1, and you go,
in a good race, but it'll do you, you'll go broke on it back in at four bucks in shitty races.
Perfect storm. Horse.
Race 5, 1300 metres, Group 3, Rich Charms pulled up lame again. It actually hit the line quite well, I thought, considering it was gone. A few here, I reckon, didn't potentially handle Sandown from out the back. Miss Rock, dead last, paraded perfect, I reckon.
Good, and, yeah, good. Yeah, she went terrible.
This is a bit of the regiment to me again.
Stable change, ASAP.
Miss Rock, you reckon?
Fucking
oh, I could only improve it. Like, if Mick Price is losing Holy Snow to DK Weir, how the fuck is Miss Rock still?
Yeah, but if the loyals, the owners are loyal.
They're extremely loyal, yeah.
Are those the same owners that ripped off, that took Sosa Bond off him?
Nah, different owners.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Are they just like stable silks, are they?
Yeah, they're stable silks, yeah.
I know she was a top yearling, like she was pretty hot. I think she was fairly expensive, but she was, won yeah. 1.3 million, so... He hasn't done a lot wrong.
Well, she could be a superstar, and I know she had that, she flipped over and did the hip thing a couple of years ago, but... Well, there's so much under the bonnet there that we haven't seen.
I just wrote on her, maybe she might be freshen up and come back for a Goodwood. She ran second in it this year, did she not? Or maybe even, will he freshen up for a Standish or something? He did it with Lord of the Sky last year.
I'd take her to Perth.
You reckon?
Good racing pace.
She'd be off, though. She went terrible yesterday.
Yeah, I think you spell and come back for something a little bit easier.
What, seasoner?
Yeah, maybe she was in season.
Well, that's the thing, right? With this regimate stuff.
You get her out of Victoria.
First among equals. God, it's a good place bet, but it just never wins. I think you said this four runs back that it's a non-winner.
It's a fucking non-winner. It was $1.10. Tigsy, what price was it when it went past us? Fucking $1.10? $1.05?
Yeah, maybe $1.20.
But it was a moral. Yeah. It was wings odds to win the race, and thank God it didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you've had a smash on
bet at,
Cool Passion.
Cool Passion, which... Or, if ever I get wobbly, fuck it. Gave me the confidence in the mounting yard. Look, it had improved two lengths.
You said four.
Yeah.
I've never heard you say
two lengths from Flemington in a week. It's coated clean right up, and Tommy Berry got off it, and Kieran McAvoy got on it.
Yeah.
If that's not a two-length improvement in steering,
yeah,
I'm fucking not here.
Mare's in form.
At PR last start, so I was hard against it. Like, Tommy Berry just got to sit outside lead.
Yeah.
And it's just a good horse.
But you were pretty happy with the jockey change, weren't you?
Oh, stoked.
Yeah.
How good was the ride?
Yeah, I mean, it was caught wide, three wide early, but he didn't panic and just roll forward and just crept closer and just basically dominated. And the back markers, I mean, I was on...
It's just good for racing, though, like when the horse delivers, you know, it promises so much that horse early in its prep.
I was on Rich Charm, never likely. Ali Kazoom, I was on it, never likely.
I don't think that one handled...
I'll tell you what was a good run, I thought, I mean, she's one of mine, but Savannah Amor was good from back in the field, but...
Yeah, she was entitled to do that. Yeah, I was on her, that's why, like...
Yeah.
I thought she was just, you know, like...
Playing the final 50, I thought.
Yeah.
So may come on from it.
I think that was a bit ordinary race going forward.
Yeah,
I don't want to know anything out of it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who it was, but Casino Wizard was smashed on Betfair.
Miss Rock, yeah, somewhere else. Yeah, like...
Josh and his mates.
Nick Asham was keener in the week. Yeah.
Data people. Data.
He's data. Yeah, he's... Nick can fight a horse as well, so there's something there that he found not...
Josh is a data man like Ashman.
Yeah.
You know, there was something in the numbers that appealed to these types who said, that's the wrong price, I'm going to have a fair bit of that.
I had a look at that.
The data people.
I couldn't find what...
I'm a data person too.
Whatever their data was, there, like, I couldn't see
it. I'm like a data... Like... Third grader, you know? This I'm talking about the guys playing ones.
Yeah.
They see things in the numbers like Matrix style that we cannot... And they found it in Casino Wizard, and that's why the price fucking went bang.
Casino Wizard.
Are you taking the wrong pill? Blue, please. Blue or red pill? I think
take
blue. Leave
me. I'll just take both.
Family show.
See what happens. Moving on, race 6, 1500 metres, group 3, 50 stars. Kind of, you'd probably say PR'd and just too good for them. Dollar for dollar, end of prep, surely. Holy Snow's going to improve in this stable and probably win some races. Leopari, I thought, loomed, but just couldn't get him.
I think if Holy Snow was ridden by someone else, it would have won this race almost.
Didn't you say it hemorrhaged on the fair?
It was shorter than I thought.
That was my money.
It's a bit of hemorrhaging late, and I think he sat on it for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But probably told to.
The winner's a winner. Like, he's just a bloody good horse.
Yeah, but...
It would have made it close.
Who are you backing next start?
Holy Snow.
Holy Snow to place.
Holy Snow to win.
Leopari in the right race.
Yeah, you were big on Leopari yesterday.
Oh, I think he's going good, yeah.
Had a parade.
Which?
Leopari.
Can't remember.
Off a big SP. Park off.
What's that?
Okay, did I say Leopari?
Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember. But like, he went around a big price, but something a little bit lesser grade, I think he's going well. I mean, it's hard to improve a horse when the bloke's got off Waller, but...
Second, probably a bad setup against a couple of those.
Yeah, he was good at Sale and good again yesterday.
Yep.
The winner's a winner.
That Sale, the winner at Sale there was good too, yeah.
It's got half a kilo more than the winner as well.
Mm. Man of his word could improve in two starts. 100%. It's not right.
Yeah. He looked a bit big in the yard.
In my opinion.
I thought he was good, and he was good right through the line, man of his word. And when he gets to 2,000, maybe fourth up, maybe he might be a chance in the right race, man of his word.
It's probably not a bad race to follow, to be honest.
Yeah.
I know the stable have a big opinion of man of his word, so.
But does the stable have much?
Yeah, they go okay.
Who is
Dean Krongold?
He's
down at the right Park. Down at Mornington.
Yeah.
Enjoying the Mountain Goats, Tiggs? They're good, eh?
They are actually good. I was potting mines a few weeks ago, saying, because I'm staunch VB cans. But no, these are a good drop, actually.
Nice Sunday Arvo sesh.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Sun's out.
They're lovely,
you know,
yeah.
Amongst the roses.
2 degrees hotter, mate. The shirt will be coming off for sure.
Tiggs, have you seen the setup down there?
I've got a few questions about that, actually.
Have you seen their setup down at Mornington or wherever it is?
Yeah, I've got two horses with Amy McDonald down there.
How good's the setup?
Yeah, it's
like tremendous. A hidden gem. No one knows about it.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Mornington?
No, Denniston Park. It's where Jason Warren. He's got two stables and Krongold's got
one. Sold for like $6 million or something. I was looking at it. Sensational.
I think Bell Sprinter might have helped pay for it because it was around that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good setup. It's got its own track and everything like that and treadmill and everything. Yeah.
Moving on, race 7, ring-a-ding-ding, got back, brained them, Longleaf travelled like a moral, just found a few too good. I thought Seabrook, the barrier, beat it. I think if it didn't have to push forward and was able to maybe sit midfield, I reckon it probably would have won the race. Igniter lost a hind plate, choked down most of the way. Craig didn't take the run when it was there as well. I was pretty pissed off at that, but it was never winning. you're like, Craig, what are you doing? Then let someone go around him and keep him in a pocket. It's like,
Craig is flying.
I know, it's his only bad ride of the day, and I had to have been balls deep on the horse.
What price was it?
It started 200s on the fair.
Did it?
Yeah.
Right, I don't take it, I don't look at odds. Like, I think if I like it, it's 100 to 1. I back it.
Yeah. Oh, I liked it at 50s.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get to that one soon. Pardon race French. 9.
And predecessor actually thought wasn't a bad run, held up, and I think he was probably outclassed, and so they go back from a group two with it to something. It's a type of stable where just no one really finds the Dean Benesi horses, so I think it can actually improve. Boys, what do you like? Ring-a-ding-ding, real deal?
I don't think there's much to talk for this race. The right horse has won the race. Mm. I am convinced Good and Fast is a fucking good horse, and it just is. It needs a change of stable. So
I agree.
It's nothing against the Hayes stable. It's just that it needs to be taught to try and settle further forward or something, because it's constantly savages the line.
Yeah.
But he's just starting from three lengths behind. Yeah, he's always starting 3 lengths behind.
He had no luck at Flemington in the Carbine on the first race of the car. He had no luck at Caulfield in the Guineas. If he draws a gate, he's 3 lengths closer. And there's the story.
I rate the Haystable massively, so don't get that.
Barry 11,
maybe go to Gay. Probably too late for the horse that's gone.
He just needs a bit more luck in run. I just think he's been stiff this prep.
I've got a lot of time for the horse, but it's a fucking teaser at the same time.
Scottish Rogue, what do you make of its run? It's about the only McAvoy horse that didn't go well on the day.
I'd love to own Ring-a-ding-ding, but if it was mine, I'd tip him out. He seemed to have he's done plenty in the last 3 runs to indicate that he's going to be better next prep.
Any
talk of Perth, I just put him away.
I don't think he's going to Perth.
Would he be a lightweight chance, like say, go to the Randwick Guineas and then into a Doncaster with 51 or something? No,
depends where he can.
He probably needs to improve it.
He's in the right camp. They can step up again.
They can't go north.
I'm not saying what you're saying.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I'm just saying that the horse's been up and wound for a long time.
Yeah.
Along with Scoot. But I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to Perth and pisses in.
In?
Whatever the fuck it wants. DK is a freak. Race 8, Drew. Movers, big win for the day here. We finished well in front of the Movers, thanks to this beautiful ride from Benny Mellum, who drives a Merc. It says Ben Mellum's sponsored by Mercedes or something on it in the stickers.
Oh.
We almost followed him because we thought he was riding at Cranbourne. We didn't know how to get there.
Yeah.
And we're charging how to get there for the second. Fucking, he wasn't riding. We almost got lost.
Oh, he wasn't
riding. And you ran a red light, Ben.
Yeah.
Why did you get fined by the stewards? You're lucky not getting fined by the fucking Victorian police.
Well, if I knew you guys were following me, I'd probably run red lights too. No, seriously.
That's a few points.
You paid for yourself tonight.
Look, Del Harold, painful.
Cat?
Not a cat. They've beaten them by two lengths to third and fourth. And the Taj Mahal was going so much better. I thought the Taj Mahal was going to win by two or three at the 400.
So did Matty Hill.
Yeah. It was travelling much better.
Didn't he shit himself?
Did he?
Oh, he never gets them wrong.
Yeah.
But he almost did.
Yeah. Oh, he kind of was pretty much saying Del Harold got the photo as well, I want to say.
Yeah, so...
And to be fair, Del Harold was in front, but he's got the bad bob, which happens in racing.
The right horse won the race.
Well, I think it did. I was on Dal as well.
Yeah.
The best horse won, he'd be in fair and square. He sat basically outside him, so he's covered.
If I was to pick a horse to own, it'd be Taj Mahal. There's no doubt about that. I just thought I was getting 16 in early odds for Dal Harold and 450 the place.
Yeah.
I'd have to have a big lash.
No, fair enough.
Get the place money. A little bit on the Taj Mahal with the movers, but not enough.
God bless you, Neds. Hopefully you're a little bit easier to get my money out of than Unibet approving.
So, our libretto, what was the go with that? Why was this thing being backed into favourite?
Were we talking about it, or was it me and Josh?
Yeah, we're in the same camp.
Like, we were just going, there is no way this horse can do anything in this race. And the market just kept saying, fuck you, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And we were wrong.
What was the SP with the fare? Because it was getting out, wasn't it?
Five or something.
7.50 late.
Yeah, so I mean,
did it touch 860 or 880?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Still too short for me.
She's a really good horse.
Oh, it drifted. 860 started, says he,
yeah.
On Dynamic, which I never know if it's right.
I'd love to see go to a really good trainer of stays. Graham Beg's done a great job with this mare, but to sort of go to the next level, I'd like to take it to someone like Archie Alexander. I think he's going to do great things in the staying ranks in the next couple of years. I'd love to have a horse with him.
Yeah.
But she's just a project horse that needs time in between her runs. I thought she ran out of her skin, and she's the only horse out of that entire field that I'd follow.
Cool. But we backed Ventura Storm from the yard, like small bet.
Yeah.
It hemorrhaged. It did. Fucking hemorrhaged.
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
I thought, let's get some more on. Because I'd already had a stack on a Taj Mahal.
I was on it at 11s.
I was like,
on the futures Ventura.
Of course, what do they know?
Here, I thought, the money said it was going to win, realistically, late. As you're saying,
probably
nothing.
The M Zara snickery early is probably in the end fucking cost of the race.
I think they've run a true time though, so you know.
Yeah, but Ventura Storm should have sat one behind Taj Mahal.
It was a bit of a bogey, I thought. I haven't seen the numbers.
Yeah, if he coming to the corner the first time, Ventura Storm and a few of them had a choice. Do I want to use my horse up slightly to put myself in a positive position in this race, or do I want to snick and ride for cover, which I've been ingrained and institutionalised into believing it's the right way to ride horses for 50 years. No, I'm going to snick. And you fucking cost yourself the race.
How many starts has our libretto had?
Eight now. Eight for four wins and a third. So, but she's five, saying that. So, I mean, I'm sure there's an improvement. But she's the one to come out of it. And we know the level of all the others. Mm. But, I mean, who shot the barman? He's finished, probably run his last race. Ventura Storm.
He's been retired today, I'm pretty sure.
There you go. Ventura Storm. Should go up to Brizzy, man. Our libretto.
Libram to DK. You can pick off a couple DK of Weir. If someone wants to buy Libram and send us a DK, I will come in on the horse.
No, she'll stay where she is. Our libretto, she'll stay down at Pinecliff.
No, I know, but would you target like the Brisbane Winter Carnival with her?
I don't know. They might target Melbourne, like an Australian Cup or something, into Sydney. Maybe the Tancred, or is it still the BMW?
One thing that I do like about Graham is he shoots for the stars. Fuck.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong. Look, Gay puts him in the deep end. Hazel put him in the deep end. Anthony Cummins does it. They obviously back their training skills, and they say, "Well, we'll see if she measures up." She's run third, first time at weight for age.
Yeah, it's I reckon that's a great idea. She PR'd, but still,
And Dell was good.
Caulfield Company years time.
I think she might be a big track horse.
If Australian horse that wins Caulfield Cup would be a young star.
In which race?
Caulfield Cup. If an Australian horse wins it, it'll be Youngstar. She's a fucking freak.
Yeah, I might have the autumn sun going through maybe, there as well. You never know.
Like, Hayes
and Miles. The problem is with Youngstar, she might come out and win, the, say, the BMW in the autumn, and then she gets a higher weight in the Caulfield Cup. Do I want to back her at 55 and ask 56 in the Caulfield Cup?
Not really. Nope.
I want to back her on like on the rails chopping out the autumn suns, like $1.80, Cox plate, piss and rain, dries out, it's swooping, it's off the band, it's slingshotting, Youngstar's fucking juicy odds.
You need another 2 years, guys. I reckon they'll send Winks around again.
No, they won't.
Surely they have to.
Nah. Mm. The autumn sun will go around Cox plate like it's on rails. It's got so much balance, that horse.
Mm.
I can't wait to see him get to Mooney Valley. He'll fucking destroy it.
It'd be good, especially when he's 5 lengths behind Tiaka Shark.
Speaking of fishing,
get in the sea.
51s for the Cox Plate now, boys.
Righto, race 9. Spending the win hemorrhaged. Not as much as Fatna, which was
had an issue with Fatna breathing or something.
Was it the biggest goal of the day?
It was close.
Fart and all.
I couldn't understand it. Could you?
Yeah, it's a fucking Group 1 horse, over 1,100.
There's a lot of money for this horse.
1,000 metres.
I was sort of laughing.
Yeah, over 1,000.
Yesterday, I couldn't work out myself why there was so much money for it. There was not enough merit in what it did last time, the way I look at races, to justify it being 4-1. I was just staggered. But, like, there's been a couple of times this prep that it's been off the mat, and I don't know. Yeah, I can't figure it out myself.
I can't... What?
Out of 60 kilos in this race.
What about the winner has touched 90 to 1.
On Betfair.
It was $90.
Did you have a bet?
I started betting at 70 to 1 when I saw a parade.
Yeah, okay.
It fucking started $26.
I didn't see a parade, you know why.
And it was gone, beaten. Was this the no show?
No, I was already tailed between the legs. I was already on the highway. I didn't see that.
Jeff.
Well, I asked for money. I said, can I have $20 to get some dinner on the way home? And he goes, nah.
Oh, bullshit.
Unsnippable.
I told you to back Noshio.
No, that was the only winner I backed.
Scurry.
Yeah, I come over, ran over there, shook your hand and said thank you. And then I lost that money pretty quick.
Anyway, 90s into 26. Fucking hell.
What did you have on your notes there about the race? You had a comment about...
Bonds away. Non-winner.
Nonny.
As I said before in the show, he's a new Tom Melbourne. He doesn't know how to win, does he?
No.
He'd get pretty short
he's
in the
got
run.
He's got a fair few mates with him.
First
among equals, they've got
I'll have a bit is a fucking...
How can you say that?
I'm dubious about chasing
the
line.
Didn't she win 2 starts ago? 3 starts ago?
Yeah, what sort of race?
But it doesn't matter. She still won, whether it's a trial or not.
It was a Group 2.
Right. Yeah. He's a non-winner.
I'll have a bit was Winx Odds 200 out. So was Bonds Away. Both of them should have won.
I thought
Malibu style was gone.
Leave me out of the race.
Gone.
Yeah. Well, Bonds Away actually went past it, and then it somehow picked itself up off the canvas. I thought I'll have a bit run out of petrol because she was so far back.
Never won at 1,000 meters. It's 1,200 meter horses.
Who's this?
I'll have a bit. I reckon that's where it's just hitting its sweet spot.
They stretched it to the mile, and then they've trained it from as a sprinter in the last two preps.
Yeah.
If she was mine, I'll have a bit. I'd set her for the Oakley Plate.
Is she going to Perth for the Winterbottom or not?
They have said that they're interested in going. Yeah. I agree.
And don't get me wrong though, when I'm calling it a cat, I think I was winning just about the same amount of money on I'll have a bit.
Oh, yeah, more, I reckon. Because of the odds.
And I sent out half a unit right at 70s. Normally, what does a horse do at 70-1 on Betfair as a rule? What does it start?
Half.
North of that.
No, 120.
Does it really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even with your mail goes out.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Big
so,
day, especially.
So people aren't listening. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
no, I'm serious. Like, if he tips on it,
they fucking
were
yesterday.
Thermal current over the cup was 30s out to 75s on the fair.
Yeah. It was 30s when I won a Senate. I walked upstairs. I backed in the ring, thermal current, up the 15 escalators at Flemington via all the fucking sniffers in the toilet. Up to the top, seeing it 70-1 on Betfair.
But if the syndicates don't like a horse and they've priced it out of the market,
you
can get on for a great bet, and the market will just chase
so
it.
So I send
right
half
out.
A unit at 70s to win 35 units, probably going to win 50 units, probably going to start 100s.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, anyone saying that you can't get on at the moment's telling poor price.
Yep.
You can get on for a bet.
Yeah. So is the play, say at 70-1 a horse, just say in the future, is the play to take the 70s or take SP?
Both.
Just take half.
Depends.
Half,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Depends.
I take what's there.
Yeah, okay.
because I like to know what I'm doing. Yeah. I like to sit down for the last 2 or 3 minutes,
yep,
wherever I'm watching the race, and know what I've got and see it on my screen.
Yeah,
I like to set hedges as well.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Horses outside the market, though, if you're looking at horses, say $6 or $7,
yeah,
and outwards,
yeah.
Depending on a couple of circumstances, more often than not, BSP will be better for you.
Yep.
But at the same time, there will be like market trimmers and syndicates that'll go, okay, this horse shouldn't be 80s, it'll be 50s.
Yep.
But over the journey, you're better off BSP.
Yep.
And as a rule, how Scoot was saying before about, I'll have a bit here, just kept having a bit more on as it drifted.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'll do the same.
I did the same with
thermal. So I took 70s, I took some of thermal current at like 25s.
Yep.
I had a bit more on it until it got to 38s.
Yep.
I did the same with I'll have a bit, and I pretty much held my spot on Bonds Away. I backed those four horses.
Hmm.
But so when thermal current, when Melbourne style shortening, I'm thinking, fuck, I'm just going to sit here. So I sort of have less on I'll have a bit and thermal current because I'm in a good position already.
Yep.
Yeah, the other horse out of the race that I thought Soothing did a really good job, but I didn't think it was suited. It was too deep in its prep. It's still got some upside, so whether next preparation, just follow. Like, I know it came out, like, shot out of a gun, won the first couple, and I haven't really liked the way it's set it up for the last two starts. And then she ran really well yesterday, so it's
nice horse.
Cool. Yeah, it's a good horse, and like Barry won, I didn't think it was going to suit it. So.
A nice paying trifecta from the four bets he sent out as well. 2.5k.
Me.
Yeah.
He didn't say to take it though. So
of course not. You doing the Twitter thing? The Twitter troll thing?
I don't troll anyone on Twitter. I've got no interest in that. Yeah. I'm too busy betting. Like, I bet I think 6 tracks yesterday. And after that race and after the day, I was so buggered.
The more you tweet, the less you bet.
Exactly.
As a rule.
Yeah. I turned over a lot of cash yesterday.
Alright, race 10.
Group 3, 1500 metres.
Where'd this come from?
Okay, I thought this was Mintha, right? So I watched it coming. I'm like, oh, Mintha, we're in.
It's fucking a sneaky little thing here from. And isn't he a great trainer, a nice bloke? Remember we asked him?
Yep, definitely. I thought it was Mintha too, because I was on it.
Yeah.
I sort of knew there was two in the race. I'm like, is this Mintha? And I was waiting for the call, and he goes, here comes. I'm
like, yeah, you're like, surely it's not the 50-1 shot. This thing's travelling like a moral at 400 to go. You're like, we're in.
Yeah.
Nope, it's I'm a Princess. Seductive Miss was a good run, forfeits lost a plate. AC Dong T is probably the most interesting run of the race.
Better back on the dry?
I'm not sure. Like, it was for about 200 metres just not going. And then...
What are you doing? It's sort of disturbing.
Just rocking him. It was,
He was trying to get me to say AC Dong T like I did on the podcast.
AC Dong.
It's just let the others go past it. Like, they've got two lengths on it. And then it's actually matched them to the line. So it's just, it's taken too long to get going. And it may be suited over further. I'm not sure what to make of it, but I wouldn't be dropping off it.
And Gay was there too, Drew.
Well, exactly. Gay's on course. You've got to be confident. Well, it's gone around 40s on the fair.
Yeah, we backed it.
Yeah. You getting like 7s a place. Gay knew.
All right. Anything else for race 10, guys? TC?
Nah.
Pen the lot.
Maybe the winner, that's about it.
I think Mintha's a good horse.
Oh, yeah, I beg to differ. I'd be staying with the winner. Out of the two of the stable mates.
Yeah, they need a lot of them need easier grade than that. No offence to the owners.
I like Mintha and I like Zumbalina. They're the two I like from the race.
Perfect.
And I'm always going to be with Truly Discreet. It's good to us. I'm in front of the horse.
Yeah, that's okay, that's good.
It's on Cup Day.
Yeah? Yeah, that was impressive. I like that.
What was Geelong Cup Day like on Mounting Garden? That
grouse
was it? Higher ground.
We were right next to it.
Dicko gave away a couple of pearls, but we got so drunk that I can't remember fucking any of them. I sort of got a couple.
Don't give me on the show, please.
No. And it helped me yesterday, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because once you tipped a horse, I'm like, oh, that's why he's tipped.
Yeah.
Will you keep your mouth shut, please?
Oh, mate, I've forgotten half of it, so you're sweet.
Oh, anything else? Horse to follow or anything? Or just getting the viewer questions?
I think viewer questions.
Tradesman, I think, was the unanimous horse to follow.
Tradesman's the horse to follow from the Mountain Goat puntingform.com.au review show.
So first one, I'll ask you guys. You guys obviously betting in Sydney. Rohan, did you back it in race 1? And what do you think of the ride?
I saw it on Twitter at the end of the day when I logged back on there and couldn't believe what I was sort of reading. And then I went to the race and I'm like, if the stewards have got a problem with that ride, stewards should have a problem with Holy Snow's ride in the Sandown Stakes. I think they're identical. They were just,
I think it's pretty dangerous to talk about the connection between a jockey agent and a jockey when the biggest trainer in Sydney is married to the biggest bookmaker in Sydney.
I don't understand.
Sort of opening a can of worms.
Tom
was able to lay his mum's horses. So.
If things drift horribly and run and are snicked and not given a chance, then look into them.
Yeah.
But just let the betting tell you.
It's typical Godolphin as well, though. They're not exactly always positive with horses.
Look, and the map pre-race was like, where else could you have gone? There's 100 times a week, if not day, where jockeys sort of have a bit of a sleep and they're too far out the back and miss the boat. That happens nearly in every race.
He's got it wrong, clearly.
And I'm not, only missed out by, a small margin.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get my head around it at all. And again, who knows what will come from the stewards inquiry, but gee, it's bad for his brand if they don't find anything. That's knocks him around a fair bit. I feel for John, to be honest. I couldn't see anything in it, and I could spot out 10 rides for the day that were worse easily.
I think that's the point. When you properly skin in the game, it more amuses you that the shit that they decide to focus on and the shit they choose to ignore.
Yeah.
Look, I could point out.
And more frustrates you to go, if you're going to do that, why are you doing this?
I thought John Allen's ride on Holy Snow was more casual. But at the same time,
John Allen's
ride
on Holy Snow was why John Allen had a huge spring. Because he does as he's told.
Yeah.
Wish he's copping it. But he's riding good horse for the best stable in Australia. He's going to ride winners.
Yeah. And the other thing, sort of PR, that 50 stars as well. So I don't know if it wouldn't have beat anyway, but that horse gave a really good kick of gacing, but it drifted like a barge on Betfair.
On Holy Snow, if he's riding to instruction, why does it hemorrhage on the fair?
Because it's the second best chance in the race.
Yeah.
Is that just because of the value of the price? Because the other one's odds on?
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay. That's why I backed it. Price
50
point.
Stars won like a $2.50 shot, I reckon.
But,
and it PR'd. And it started $1.70.
Yeah, okay.
Like it PR'd and it just got done nicely, stylish.
Yep.
That could be the viewer questions. Could be a late one.
First viewer question. This is from, I won't say their name, Jay Walsh.
That's too obvious. Let's just call him Jonathan W.
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
The man, the myth, the wish.
Please outline Friday night routine for Tigsy. And then he's got it down here. Fish and chips, can of raspberry.
No, can of Coke.
Okay, and a caramello koala winning formula.
Two caramello koalas, and it doesn't work. Obviously, I lost yesterday, so I might have to just change it up a bit.
So maybe you'll go to the can of raspberry.
Mate, if I get a gig back on the show again, I'm telling you, there'll be a bag of caramello koalas here on display.
Okay,
and I'll get them to sponsor us.
You can come on whatever you want.
I think Dermy used to have a can of Coke and a Mars bar before he played at Hawthorn, and that worked for him. So you might have to.
What they used to do back in the day, because there was no dose and all the caffeine back in the day, they used to just get coffee, add a little bit of water. To stir it to a thick paste and eat it.
No,
there was no no dose back then, so they used to use coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Just basically raw coffee just to a paste and eat it.
Yeah, like the noise and shit. No, I remember Red Bull playing back then. First grade and going, you go one of these. Was that Nurofen? No, it's not Nurofen, you idiot. Oh, was that? You're like, woo!
Oh shit, they're coming for us.
Yeah.
Next question. Also for Tixie, this is from R. Brody.
Oh, Chook himself.
Yes. Please ask Tixie best carnival/racetrack he's attended. So
that was good. Darwin, we talked about it before.
Oh, that's good. That's good for everyone on the panel.
Darwin's the best carnival, isn't it? Darwin's a great course.
In your opinion, just go for yourself.
In my opinion, Darwin's the best to drink and punt at. There's plenty of bookies. You can drink pots, stubbies, cans, whatever you like. And it's casual, like shorts, t-shirt, thongs, which is me.
Yeah.
But Port Lincoln's the best one. Best place if you like fishing and racetrack and all that. And yeah, I'm going back there next year, hopefully.
What is
it? Yeah, for a bit of variety. There's obviously the Bulls, something else.
That's a given.
But a good one is a place called Bong Bong, which is Bowral. So it's an hour and a half from Sydney. You can get a minibus.
Oh.
And then so you can go down to Bong Bong. And
when?
It's actually Friday coming up. A little bit of a plug. A
bit late.
No, this Friday coming up.
No, it's a bit late for us to get there.
I wouldn't have thought.
I don't have a job.
I don't have a fucking missus. I've got to ask Mum for, permission. But...
We could actually get there. So you get a minibus or whatever down to Bowral, and then it's just a couple of k's out of Bowral called Bong Bong, and then there's a mount. There's sort of like a hill in the middle of it, and the track I think is about 1,200 or 1,400 in circumference. But then
it's a beautiful part of the world down there.
It's amazing. So then to watch the race, so there's 1,600 meter.
But isn't it like a sellout? Like you've got to have a ticket up. Like they have a capacity. Like
yeah. Oh no. So I think like maybe 5 or 10 years ago they used to get like 15,000. Me and Duna and BZ went about 2 or 3 years ago, and there was only about 5,000 there, but there was heaps going on. Anyway, hill in the middle, so then you can bet on the outside or you can bet inside the course, but then what everyone does is walks up the hill, and then you sort of, for any race that's sort of 1,000 or 1,200, nearly every race, you have to start watching over the back of the hill, and then you watch them from the back of the hill, and then you sort of walk in like a 30-meter trajectory right, so the horses are coming this way, winning post here, horses there, hills there, you're up here, and you watch them come around, and it's just like dynamite leaders, and then you actually do a 180 twist, and then you're actually watching the horses down the hill come back past you this way.
It's not tab,
but there's so many bookies there, so there's a ring of about 10 guys at the start where you walk in, you walk to the inner part of the track, and there's a second ring which is about 10. Like they go up about 160, and you're probably bet down to about 110, 115. And we nearly backed the card, and it was so good. Like even Will Clarkin sent a horse across there, and it was like 21 into 2s on.
That's how you won.
It runs second, and we had this horse marked $1.50. It drifted to $4.80, and I was the only one that stuck with it. And it's just like, I think it's 6 races. I really want to get a Bong Bong Cup winner, but, and then the best thing is you just get straight back on the bus an hour and a half later, you're at the Pav or you're at fucking absolute grouse in Eastern Sydney, and you're not in the country, and you sleep in a nice hotel.
Does anyone stay out there or not?
None of the pubs in Bowral stay open. So
I've been aware, I've put footy trips in Barry, and there's nothing to do. You've just got to get a big house.
Dunkeld's the same.
You've got to really get the supplies right.
Yeah.
It's been an hour, you're back in the Shire.
Mate, how good's
that? And then you're like, on a Friday night in a Fusions, two rooms, two worlds for those guys from Sydney.
But that's on a Friday, this Friday. And then the calendar's a bit out this year, but then we backed it up at Harbour Life. Just to have a bit of a look at it.
That's it, I'm out.
But that's a good one, Bong Bong. What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Make sure you speak into it.
I was pretty impressed with Cranbourne last night.
The trilogy.
For a man, I don't know anything about trots. Like, someone asked me last night if there was a difference between trots and paces.
Yeah.
I still don't know if there is or there isn't.
Yeah, it's a different gait.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some of them, they roll behind a ute. Some of them they just started.
That's a standing start.
I found it really interesting.
No, they have a different gait. They go different
action.
Then the dogs go, the pups off they go.
Some are like that, and then some are like that.
Cranbourne's a grouse track. That's one of my favourite tracks to bet on. It's really like pure track. I love betting there. Yeah. Warrnambool's really exciting. I can't wait to go back there, but I actually probably won't be going this year.
Why?
That's when the colt drops. Good pup. But I want to go Darwin this year. That's my next one. My brother lived there, and I get that sort of the vibe is what I want.
You pay a premium to go to Darwin because it's their peak time flights and accommodation. Yeah. Like, who cares?
Yeah, I got accommodation sorted.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. You're probably getting paid for. But other than that,
I've got Macy who lived there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Darwin.
Yeah.
I bet they did their life on the Darwin trip last time, but we sort of have to go because we sponsor the club and we're licensed up there, and we've got a lot of staff up there that we like to shout to the ball and all that sort of stuff, and our clients absolutely loved it. So.
Drizzy?
Perfect. I'll quickly say Cranbourne, every Thursday night or something, they should be doing that triple header every single week. Seriously?
No, it's too much.
Every second week.
The lights did go out though, Drew. The lights went out.
I was tapped out by
but I'm more saying midweek. Midweek. Like,
how much racing do you want?
it's just, if they're going to do it, like, okay, I've been to the trots on a Thursday night, you get seven people there.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah, the trots is cooked, but you get a good crowd at the night meetings. Yeah,
like, but if you do a triple header, it would work perfectly. In terms of my best trip ever, it's only because I combined Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Yeah. Like, the Dubai World Cup's just something else. And
it's
you can
not
get.
Still doing though, like.
Sure it is. You can get pissed there, no issues. You're allowed to drink.
Do they punt on course?
You pull up your phone and.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't it a mish to get out there, though? Like, it's a.
No, it's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, it's fine.
It was a nightmare getting in there.
Tell you what, if I was 5 years younger, the Flemington members during the carnival would be a good time.
Dicko's got Peggy the cash. Peggy the dog in between his legs. He's not scratching his paws.
Well, he might be doing that as well.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, look, honestly, Dubai's worth doing. And, like, yeah, maybe getting too drunk there is not a great idea, but ended the night with Philly cheesesteak as well, so that was good. Just a bit of a memory.
Bit of flair.
Yeah.
Flair. I bet that's all you finished on. Mm-hmm.
Not over there. You would definitely not be going for anything like that. You don't want to go to jail, mate.
Mate, they enslave whole fucking populations over there. I'm pretty sure it's okay to pay for a route.
And your second question, which we get to, is how he transported the old bookie board back from Sydney that he bought on eBay.
Oh, him and Walsh were potting me because I drove to Sydney up and down and back.
To pick up a bookie board?
Yeah. Like,
you heard of a courier?
No. Well, it was a bit hard, and I thought it was the day after Derby Day last year, so I went to bed early and got up at 2. I drove up there, but Walsh was working with Roscoe at Kilmore Races, so they said, what are you up to today? I'm like, oh, I'm going up to the Golden Races. And they're like, bullshit. I said, no, I'm serious. Golden Race, I'm going up there to back one and try and get 10,000 out of it. Ross is going, you're full of shit. So when I come up the highway, I slowed right down at Golden, took a photo like Golden exit this one. And Ross is like, sure, he's fucking taking the piss. I get in the city to pick up this bookies ball because it's 30 kilos, you know, the old school 24-horse one.
Yeah.
And I come back and I was dead set going to actually
What'd
go.
What'd you pay for it?
150 bucks or something.
I wouldn't mind one of them.
So you paid plus like 400 fuel. In fuel, but.
Yeah, no, but it was worth it. and when I was coming back down to Goldman, I'm like, I could get there and watch the first. And I thought, nah, I can't be bothered. I was getting pretty tired at this stage. So I rang Walshy on course at the thing. I'm like, oh, can I have a bet, please, at Goldman, race 1, number 7. It was like a Waterhouse first starter, 6-1, leads all the way and wins. So then they ring me after the last, and they're leaving Kilmore, and I'm at Euroa on the highway, so I'm almost back. And they go, what did you do today? I said, I told you, I went to Golden. They're like, you're full of shit. And then I told them the story. They're like, fuck, you're a loser. They're like, you drove to Sydney up and back in a day. I'm like, mate, it had to be done, so I did it. So
never let Jonathan Walsh call you a loser.
Now it's on display in my living room.
And you took money off Walshy, so it
matters. Yeah, I took money off Walshy, but I gave it back eventually.
Always do.
Yeah.
Too good. Anything else, Drew?
No, that's all. Just the good, nice, pigsy messages.
Yeah, thanks.
It's a fair bit of it.
Well, boys, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure having you all on.
We really enjoyed this show.
Yeah, it's been a nice little laid-back one.
Tixie, you might have to get you on more often.
Nah. Yeah. I'll come back on you if you need to, if you're desperate for numbers and that.
Yeah. Oh, we're desperate.
We'll see what the feedback's like first before. They might can.
Let's get some feedback. If you want more Tixie, let us know. Yeah. I think he's a natural as a kid.
I think he's great.
I think, like, he's unassuming, sort of. Not a massive ego, like, oh, I did this, I did that, sort of. It's just, it's needed in this game, and it's needed on our show.
I think the next step.
I'd like to see some pre-race.
I was going to say, a preview, because that'll see how good I really am.
Yeah.
It's not about how good you are, it's about how entertaining you are. If you want to see how good we are, if you want to see how good I am, buy my products.
Mounting Yard Mail.
This is supposed to be an informative, yet entertaining.
Yeah. I agree.
And a very
little snippet.
Enjoyable process for us. Yeah.
So what's on this week? Ballarat Cup Day.
Sandown Wednesday, you will get Mount Yard Mail.
Bong Bong Friday, you've got to be
potentially,
there.
Potentially, it could be Bon Bon or it could be Mooney Valley Friday night, we're not sure.
It's Mooney Valley Friday.
Yeah, and I can't wait to get there.
Ballarat Saturday.
You'll be getting Mount Yard Mail from Sandown and you'll be getting Mount Yard Mail from Mooney Valley. You probably won't get Mount Yard Mail from Ballarat, as we might be getting on the cans with Mitchie Friedman, I think.
There's going to be a fair bit doing at Ballarat.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
And if you picked up a little bit earlier on the show, there's a fair bit going on in my private life when I can get away. And Ballarat's out of town. I need to make the most of it.
Archie's in Ballarat too.
Oh, Archie, so we might have sort of, it's going to be a big, big Saturday.
Pete's at Ascot.
You're driving, aren't you, Dan?
Ballarat. Right. Okay.
What's the forecast like?
Done.
I'll drive if you get hammered.
Yeah. No, that's not the way to do it. You're going to get hammered.
Well, one of us is going to have a Drew.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, thanks for watching, guys.
Just so you guys know, Ascot as well, Wednesday, Saturday, and Rob is not
pistol
at Rose Hill on Saturday. It is his week off.
Well, he probably needs a break. Rob, fucking flying. 4 units at no show at $8. What about that, though?
Yeah, it was good. It never looked like getting beat.
And his Sabres run second as
I
well.
I tried to have... you got it?
Yep,
I tried to have a stack on the eights, and I missed it all.
Yeah. Hemorrhage as you take.
Then I took sevens, and then I dropped it. I thought, fuck that, I'm not going to. And I doubled up my bet and got it back out to eights, set at 750.
Yeah. You know I'm leaving this in.
Yeah, it's all right. I am loaded on no show. God bless you, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
It really made a difference to my financial position at the end of the day. Thank you.